This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome to the Royal Dalton's Ella Hooper.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been excited too. I've been sitting outside listening to the show, eager to come in and say hi, guys.
Oh, my God.
See, now you've been really, really busy lately, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've been so busy that I got myself a bit sick. So I apologize for how I sound.
I feel great.
But I sound like...
No, you sound fantastic.
Oh, you like it. You want to see how low I can go right now? I can
see. Probably not going to do anything for either of us. No.
And I would imagine we can go lower in every...
You can. All right. You've just beaten me there.
But you've got a new album out, haven't you? Well, yeah. It's not even released yet.
Well, I think we're down to 10 days. We're counting down. This could be actually 9 days till my very first solo album comes out.
How excited are you?
Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm happy. I feel like this is... I don't know why I left it this long. I'm so keen to get this bloody album out and share
it. It is a bit weird, isn't it, in the that you have been around in the music scene for so many years, and now this is your first album then.
I don't know what I was doing, Michael. I was
I had
my finger up somewhere. Actually, I don't know. Like,
oh, gosh.
It's great. It's great to finally have done it. I was waiting basically to have the right material, I think. Not to get too deep too quickly, but I was waiting to kind of feel the right feelings and go through the things that you go through in life as you get into your late 20s and, you know, early 30s. And I think you just have a different depth of experience to write about. And that's the kind of music I really love.
Now, right. I love that as well.
Yeah, I love it too. I love singer-songwriter music. I love stories from people's lives. When I was 15, I was writing about high school. I was writing about crushes, not about actual life-crushing incidents that you tend to know about by the time you hit 30.
So you've gone through a whole lot of, can I say, shit that is really...
I really
or life. Just living life, isn't it? You know?
Just living life.
And by life's very nature, we go through stuff, you know? And the album then, have you written it? Was it all written by you? Is it most... Some have written some, you know, help
it's
on it?
It mostly is. Each song sort of started by me. With a couple of tracks, I worked with my producer, Jan, who's just a gun at sort of... Well, he helped me get away from my familiar acoustic guitar, which is how I like to write. I write at nighttime on my acoustic guitar, but I didn't want every song to sound like that. In fact, for this album, I didn't want any of the songs to sound like that.
Right.
So he helped me rewrite a few of the tunes and turn them into sort of like synth-tastic power ballads and things with beats and clanks and whistles. And so there was a bit of co-writing going on there.
Must be nice to collaborate with someone, especially as you've just mentioned, someone who knows you and who gets you like that.
That's right. Well, I'd known Jan for years, and he had been really enthusiastic about me going solo all along and said, "El, one day you have to do that. Whenever you do that, call me." So when that day came, I gave him a call, and he was a fantastic collaborator to help me find
my
solo.
It's all very
voice.
Well that you haven't, you know, this might be, the album's new and you haven't done one earlier, but you've been doing gigs constantly, haven't you?
Yes. Well, I have to play.
Yeah.
I love to play.
And I guess that gives you that, you know, you've got years of experience behind you. Now, are you nervous then, as you say, with bringing out a new album? I mean, you know, because we immediately go, people judge it, don't they? That's what they do by the nature of being out something new.
But at the same time, so many people know you and know your voice from Killing Heidi and all the other stuff that you've done.
They do.
So I guess there are expectations along with that.
You've both just hit the nail on the head. Like, I'm half sort of anticipating people's expectations and thinking that they're going to, it's going to be Killing Heidi. It's going to sound like, you know, that Ella Hooper tone. And I'm balancing that with my own expectations, my own nervousness at actually doing something quite different, because this new album, In Tongues, I don't think it does sound like Killing Heidi, and I don't think it sounds... Even my voice has changed a lot. I'm singing in a sort of slightly lower register. People have described it as smoky, husky. I still got some big belting notes as well, because I just like to feel it like that. I can't help myself sometimes. But in general, I really pushed myself into a new musical area. So I wonder if fans of the band will like it. I wonder if new people will like it. I just don't know.
Well, they've grown up, obviously. They've grown up and they've changed. And you would imagine, you know, as long as they buy it.
Well, that's right.
You know, come on, you know, that's what we want.
As long as they like it, seriously, I don't mind. I don't have to kind of set the world on fire with this record. I just really needed to do it for me. And it's going to be the first of many, definitely.
Of course,
it's totally just the first step, but I'm really happy with it as a first step.
Michael and Glenn on Joy 94.9.
So Ali, you've got this new album and you're launching it very soon, yeah?
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. It's coming out in 9 days' time, but then I'm having the launch gig at Ding Dong Lounge on the 6th of December.
Now,
so
is
that's
Ding Dong Denise Drysdale going to be there?
It is. She'll be there. She'll be dancing. No. Ding Dong Lounge right in the heart
she
of the city.
She works behind the bar.
I do love work. I have been lucky to meet her a couple of times and she cracks
great.
Me
we love her.
Up. I yeah. love her so much.
She's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ding Dong Lounge in the city. I've got amazing support acts coming down from the mountains. I'm bringing two friends from interstate, to a fabulous artist called Melody Poole, singer-songwriter. She's sort of dark country. And mm-hmm. another girl called Anita the Fierce.
Great.
Who's a bit of a chick rocker. And yeah, we're just going to have a ball. It's going to be such a good night.
Well, this one's all happening on Saturday the 6th of December, where, as we say, we're going to hear a little bit of the album a little bit later. But if yes. people want to find out more about that, they can go to your website, which is alahooper.net.au.
Yeah, all the info's there. Yeah.
And I want to know, when we come back, why the name of the album, In Tongues.
In Tongues. Now, we could throw around a few ideas as to why.
What do you think? What do you
well,
feeling?
I think some of the lesbians around town are just absolutely yeah. chomping at the bit.
I've got to keep my lesbian audience happy. Guys, you have just reminded me it's time to get Christmas shopping. I was just thinking, oh shit, I gotta get onto that right now.
Now, do you have a lot to buy for?
Oh yes, I have a big family and we have a big hoo-ha of a Christmas. It's so much fun. It's
right. Has it always been that way?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, it's always been something I actually really look forward to. We're one of those lucky families that actually really enjoys
it's
each other's.
It's rare.
It's kind of rare. That's as I get older, I hear this more and more. So I give a lot of thanks to my family at Christmas time.
No, yeah, I bet.
We
yeah.
just drink and be silly and have fun. And yeah. you know, sometimes
I can do that
tears.
In March. Though.
Yeah, I mean, no, actually, we yeah. do that all the time, but yeah. It just gets amplified at Christmas time.
Brilliant. Yeah, now, you've got a new album out, Ala Hooper, yeah. called In Tongues. And we
what a
were,
great gift idea. Well,
oh, it's good stocking filler.
That's
just
so good
the
time.
Right
Oh, my God.
Time.
Leather girl.
What a good time to release an album.
Thanks, guys.
But In Tongues, why In Tongues?
Yeah. Well, In Tongues, I have never been religious. I've never been brought up with religion, but I'm fascinated by it, probably because of that very reason. Mm. I never had it rammed down my throat, so I look into it all the time, and I find these interesting things like whirling dervishes and speaking in tongues and different occult practices, Wicca, witchcraft. I'm intrigued by it all, and speaking in tongues is just so amazing. Mm. And the album is... It's got a lot to do with finding your voice mm-hmm. and finding out who you are. And sometimes you do have to sort of babble incoherently to find out who you are. And I mean, I talk a lot. I talk really fast. There's something to be said for, you know, I like to express myself. And this whole album is me expressing myself, trying to redefine myself as a person.
In another language.
Yeah. In another language. Yeah. And there's another undercurrent to the record, which it's a breakup album. It's about finally working out what you need and what you deserve and being sort of strong enough to ask for that, whether that's emotionally or sexually or just mentally finding out what you want and how to ask for it.
Wow, all that on a compact disc.
Who would
yeah,
have thought?
I mean, that might be TMI, but
it's
all about.
I love it.
No, like I was saying, I love it when there's depth to music.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I love a bit of Barbie Girl. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah, I like it too.
But when you kind of get that kind of depth in music, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question. Recently, I've been listening to some albums that we've had guests on or whatever, and what I've loved is it seems to be going back to the old days, and when you put the music on, you listen from the beginning to the end.
Yes.
And it is a little bit of a journey rather than just up, down, throw away, whatever, you know, and you can still love them, like Glenn said. Is yours like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I really tried hard to make this record work from track one to track 10. It's quite a short record. I kept taking things off because they just didn't fit, and I was so fussy with the flow of this record. I was like, no. Also, I am getting it committed to vinyl, so that was a big deal for me too. I want it to work as a side A, side B. It is a journey. As I said, it's finding your voice and getting older, and also a breakup album. So it was very important where the tracks were placed and what I was saying track to track. You know, I didn't want two really angry, angsty ones right next to each other. I wanted to sort of like relieve the tension and then build the tension again and then throw in a ballad. So yeah, I believe this is a real album. It has singles. I mean, I think the one you're about to play, I would consider one of the more fun.
And what is this one? What's this? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this is called Dead Stars. And when I say fun, it's still totally bitter and twisted.
Great.
But you can dance to it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think what's the point in having some angst if you can't dance to it as well?
Damn right.
And I was sort of raised in the 90s. It was very much a rock and roll angsty kind of time. But I'm a pop girl at heart and I want to be able to kind of thrash around to things, even strong emotions like this one.
All right. Well, here it is.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
That is probably the first time that's been played on radio, that song,
it
I reckon.
Is it? That's not a single, so that one's never had a spin. That's an album track, Dead Stars.
Dead Stars, I love it. From Ala Hooper's new album.
Well, we were obviously chatting while that was on, which is, you know, it's got a British sort of sound, hasn't
it? Yeah, I was a little bit influenced by Morrissey and the Smiths there. I wanted that sort of, like a little bit happy, sad, languid, languishing
great
kind
word,
of...
word, languid.
I love
great
it.
Great word.
Great word. But then with a bit of a backbeat too. So, yeah, I love British electronica on the album. Well, I was also listening to a lot of everything, but The Girl, early Massive Attack, Blue Lines era, Tricky and Martina, that sort of 90s, Sneaker Pimps even, 90s electronica is definitely an influence on the record as well.
Now you said it's just coming out on Friday. next Friday. But there's some interesting, I guess, experiences that people can be a part of in terms of getting it.
If you want to get the album, you can pre-order it through Pledge Music, which is where artists go to sell their music directly, because I'm an independent artist now. I don't have any record company. After being on almost every record company in the country, I'm now entirely independent, so I'm selling my music directly through Pledge. And if you get it through Pledge, you can also get tote bags, tea towels, t-shirts, stickers, posters, the vinyl.
What's it like to have the thought that people are going to be drying their dishes to you?
This is what I want.
I don't mind.
It's a practical piece of merchandise. Yeah. My nana hand overlocked them with me.
They're handmade.
It's handmade. Yeah.
I've never wanted a tea towel more in my life.
It's got the whole track listing from the album on it in this really cool font. And so I've been making a lot of fun stuff to sort of sell with the album.
I love that.
It's not just about the music. You want to have some goodies to go with it as well.
Oh, God, I love it. PledgeMusic.com is the website.
Yeah, that's where you get it.
Ala Hooper, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. So nice to see you again.
Yes, and we wish you all the best with it.
Cheers,
and
you got
it. We want the album. We want to play it when it's out.
Will you come and dance at Ding Dong Lounge?
Oh, my God. Yes.
I want to see you, though.
6th of December, we'll be there.
Awesome, thanks.
Thanks. Bye, darling.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.